Welcome to Money Sense. I'm Julie Ellenbecker, president of Ellenbecker Investment Group. EIG believes in the importance of education, allowing people to gain the knowledge to feel confident in their personal decisions. This show highlights the unique financial perspectives of its many guests, including economists, attorneys, book authors, business owners, and tax professionals. It is provided for general information purposes only and does not consider your particular investment objectives or financial situation and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for you. Before acting on information on this show, strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial advisor. The opinions expressed on Money Sense do not necessarily reflect the opinions of Ellenbecker Investment Group employees and leaders. Please enjoy today's show.
Are solely those of the host and their guests. They may not reflect those of WISN radio staff or management.
Money Sense is brought to you by Ellenbecker Investment Group, four-time recipient of the Better Business Bureau Torch Award for business ethics and integrity. Ellenbecker Investment Group is the only Wisconsin investment company to receive this prestigious award more than once by providing exceptional planning and extraordinary service each and every day. Go to ellenbecker.com and listen to Money Sense Saturdays at 2 and Sundays at noon.
I'm Tammy Neiman, Wealth Advisor for Ellenbecker Investment Group. Ellenbecker Investment Group is located in Pewaukee, just north of I-94, between Highway 164 and Highway F in Ridgeview Corporate Park, and in the village of Whitefish Bay in the Equitable Bank building across from Winkies. We also service clients in Bonita Springs, Florida. Visit ellenbecker.com for more details. My guest today is Dr. Lonnie McClellan. Lonnie, we met. You came through as a financial planning client of ours.
Yes.
And I remember meeting you. It was nearly a year ago. You came in and I remember you felt a little nervous. Like, do I have enough to invest? I'm just kind of starting in the whole financial planning sector. Finances kind of scare me. I'm really good with the patience, but this part of life, I'm looking for a little guidance on. And I felt it was so refreshing. And then I got to meet your husband, and it's been fun walking you through a journey of you buying your first house together.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And really just starting out down this path. So shortly after that, you came and did an educational seminar in our education center for all the employees here at EIG. And you introduced something that caught our attention. You talked about the 100-year lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And that just resonated with so many of us. So can you tell us a little bit, what is a 100-year lifestyle? And how does it shift the way we think about our health and aging?
Absolutely. And I have to say, before I even answer your question, Tammy, that how much I getting to go through that process of the financial planning and then coming into the education center and sharing a little bit of my world in the 100-year lifestyle chiropractic side of things, how many similarities I saw. Because the 100-year lifestyle is a concept that is going to challenge the traditional thought of aging, where so many people expect that with the aging process that there's going to be degeneration, pain, mm-hmm. the negatives,
right.
Really. But the 100-year lifestyle really looks at the proactive side of what can we do to prepare ourselves to have the best later decades of our life. And because we are chiropractors, we're looking at the physical health. And the 100-year lifestyle is also thinking of, because of the statistics showing that more and more people are living to be 100 years and beyond, that group, the centenarians who are living to be 100, if we have a larger group that are getting to that age, that means you may live to be 100, whether you like it or not. And
very true. I remember a question you asked all of us, and it stayed with me. You asked how many of us in that room wanted to live to 100. And there was not a lot of hands.
Right.
And it was mostly because we think of aging in such a negative way and what our body might, the aches, the pain, the memory, the mental, cognitive, all the issues that come with living to 100. It literally struck panic in a lot of us. So it was interesting to say, no, that doesn't have to be your story.
Right. And I have done talks in the community and asked that question at nearly every single one, and it's room after room that has that same response. Out of a group of 20 or 30, we might have two or three that will raise their hand that say, yes, I want to live to be 100. But most often, everyone else is thinking of a parent, a grandparent, who at the end of their life was not in a favorable position, right, not feeling well. And so we need to change that.
Yeah, absolutely. Might have to change our financial planning, too, to make sure we go past, yes, 100 as well, right?
Agreed. And now that I'm getting prepared in that arena as well, I'm feeling even better.
We'll revisit that later, Lonnie. So tell me, how does chiropractic care fit into the bigger picture of longevity and living a higher quality life for 100 years or more?
Sure. So chiropractic care is going to play a critical role as we age. So in this reactive side of, if we're looking at pain or degeneration, our organs not keeping up with what we'd like them to be in our later years, we need to look at what can we do to reinforce the body, help the body through any decade of life. The answer to this looks at, if we look at all of the different organs in the body, there is actually one organ that controls absolutely everything, that every process, every cell in the body. Hmm. And Tammy, you're not a doctor, but I may even put you on the spot for a moment. Can you, yeah, think of, if there's all of these organs in the body, one organ that's controlling everything else?
I'm guessing it's the brain.
You got it. And you might have had a little leg up there, too, since we spoke so much about it at lunch. And The brain is talking, we say, and also I take care of a lot of the pediatric group, so I talk, sure, to my kiddos in the office this way too. The brain talks to the body through the nervous system, so through many complex ways that we're going through the spinal cord out to every nerve. Every cell of the body needs to be connected. Mm. So chiropractic care at its very, if you go back to the very simple beginning of it, is making sure that the communication from brain out to all of these different organ systems are operating the way that they need to. The whole reason we have a spine is to protect that spinal cord and that integrity of that communication system. Sure. So that's what chiropractic is aiming to do, is maintain brain contact information with all of these organ systems so that things can run smoothly and have that longevity into every decade up to 100 years and beyond.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. What's the difference between crisis care and lifestyle care? And why does the distinction matter for long-term health?
So crisis care and lifestyle care are two different concepts within the 100-year lifestyle approach to care. Crisis care is really what a lot of people think of when they think of chiropractic care in general.
Sure.
If we're having pain, if we are having any symptoms resulting from an injury, what can we do? What are we reacting to? And how can we reduce the pain? How can we feel better sooner? Very important. I absolutely want my patients to feel better sooner. However, the lifestyle care side of healthcare, mm-hmm, is also proactive. We're looking for the deeper issue. We're, right, looking for any symptoms, either preventing symptoms or anything that is chronic, reducing the chronicity, reducing how long you have to live with these different symptoms. There's a lot of different pain and symptoms in general that chiropractic care can help either reduce or get in front of and proactively halt before they become an issue.
Hmm. Can you give us some examples of what lifestyle care might look like? Like, give me one of your favorite things, the most easiest things.
Oh, sure. I could count off several, but
sure,
some of my favorites, as I mentioned, I work with a lot of pediatrics. So lots of kids and even babies. A few months ago, I had a two-day-old baby come in.
Now, really?
Many people are thinking, well, baby's not going to have neck pain or back,
right,
pain, any of those crisis care type items that might come to a chiropractor. No, these parents had been under care. They said, we understand the importance of nervous system function. I'd like to make sure my baby is functioning at 100%,
right,
from day one.
Hmm.
And so this little one happened to have a little bit of jaundice going on. So there was a bit of that crisis care side of things. Sure. But mostly they were wanting to proactively check, what can we do to make sure our little one is doing okay? And the care that we provide, we have some nervous system scans in the office that we can use infrared technology to see, is there any inflammation, any underlying issues in the spine or in the nervous system that may, left unattended, eventually become an issue with which becomes misalignment in the spine, which mm-hmm. then is going to further create other symptoms. In little ones, this often looks like colic. This looks like ear infections. Later down the road, we even see food sensitivities and other environmental sensitivities that come up. We can check little ones as early as, well, straight out the gate, minutes to hours old, but this one happened to come in 2 days post-birth. We checked through his system, did discover that he had a few spots already through the spine that had become misaligned just through the birth process.
Sure.
Wasn't really all that traumatic of a birth process, but through that, it's still a spot where we can, we found out through the spine three things that I needed to adjust. And then after that, we were checking him periodically. The jaundice was less so. And now, ahead of schedule, he's meeting his milestones. He's doing just fine.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. I wish I would have met you about 18 years ago when my daughter was young. She had chronic ear infections and she was colicky. It would have been really great to have met you 18 years ago, or even to know about that would have been a solution to look into. I honestly had never thought about bringing my young one to a chiropractor. So that's really good information to know.
That is a very common answer or statement that I get from patients who come in for themselves, that they find out, oh, this could help my kids.
Right.
This was also my story. As a child, I suffered from ear infections and sinus infections. And especially with the ear infections, it's become such a normal, you know, all kids, so many kids have ear infections. And so it was just, for me, a story of round and round and round of antibiotics. And my parents didn't know we could check this out with a chiropractor and find out that we can, if there is a misalignment happening that's causing inflammation, causing this misconnection from the brain out to the nerves, going out to the ears so they can drain properly. I first got adjusted at age 16. At that point, I had probably gotten ear infections, if not every two times a year. It could sometimes go up to three, like with every change of the season, four times a year. And I got that first adjustment. After that, it was that next year I had one ear infection, and then after that, none.
Interesting. Wow. Well, that's amazing and good to know. I mean, what a great resource to have, alternative to antibiotics. So that's awesome. Can you explain what neurological chiropractic care is and how it differs from traditional chiropractic approaches?
Sure. So a lot of what we just spoke about, from the brain connection out to all of these different organ systems, we need to look at what are the nerves doing.
Okay.
Because that is the information highway. That is the communication system of the body. So as a neurological chiropractor, I am digging deeper to see, what's the nervous system up to? How is it functioning? A traditional chiropractor, most often, not always, but most often, is going to be focusing on the musculoskeletal system.
Right.
Very important. But there's a lot more to the body than the muscles and the attachments to the skeleton. Now, this is a very complex, so the body is, because the skeletal system, the spine specifically, as we talked about, is protecting around the spinal cord. We need to make sure that is functioning properly, that it is moving and flexing as it's supposed to. Accident and injury can bump us slightly out of alignment. So most often it's just millimeters out of place, but that now introduces a stuck point where the body's not moving as well. And so a traditional chiropractor will be assessing, do we have the correct range of motion? Are things moving as they should? They may make an adjustment to reintroduce some movement into the body. They're looking at the joints.
Sure.
That's all great. We need that. I also, as a neurological chiropractor, will take one step further, assess the nervous system, and look at, is this joint mobility, either in the spine or in extremities, we can talk about shoulders, knees, ankles, whatever you'd like, is that affecting how the nervous system is functioning? Is the nervous system function affecting how the joint play is functioning? I can play with either direction, find out what's happening there. I can assess and make the adjustment, and then we see the difference of the nervous system healing the body from the inside out. We work with the body to get that full healing.
I love that. I love how our bodies can just heal themselves. I mean, they are set to heal themselves with a little assistance. So that's great. We'll be back after a short break. Welcome to Money Sense. I'm Tammy Neiman, wealth advisor here at Ellen Becker Investment Group. Today, my guest is Dr. Lonnie McClellan. Lonnie, it's been interesting just to hear about some of the things that you've been able to do with kiddos. I would have never thought to bring in my infant or toddler for ear infections. That's fascinating to me. So what kinds of changes do patients typically notice when they start incorporating regular chiropractor care into their lifestyle?
We get such a variety. I think it is probably one of the joys of my work that because we have such a variety of patients coming to us for a wide array of symptoms, also because we have so many people who are now proactively looking for care that can help them live their optimal life before symptoms are coming about.
Right.
The variety of responses that I get, if someone's coming to us who is already having symptoms, there's a window of some folks who will notice within 1 to 2 adjustments already a big change in how they're feeling, what they're noticing. Other people take a bit longer. Everyone's a little bit different. But I would say the top thing that almost across the board, whether it is a 2-day-old or we've got a 20-year-old or we've got an 80-year-old, is interestingly more energy, less fatigue. And I don't know if I've
talked. Who couldn't use that?
Exactly. I don't know if I've talked to anybody who hasn't said, ooh, right, that would be nice.
Right.
So, yes, from the infant who mom and dad can appreciate, the little ones who are not sleeping well, and after many times infants will even fall asleep in the middle of their adjustment.
Interesting.
Yes. And they'll see improvement of sleep there. Our later decades, 20 through 50, as we're getting into those working years and we're on the go, we find that that middle of the afternoon fatigue zone becomes less of a burden, less of a hit to the system because we're able to regulate so much easier. We've got folks who are in their later decades who are having trouble falling asleep, having trouble staying asleep anywhere, and really doesn't even just have to be in those later decades, that they'll see that their sleep improves. And what's fun is that most often that is not the reason folks come to see me as a chiropractor. They may have come for neck pain, or they heard chiropractic can help with their digestion. And so then when they come back and say, oh, my sleep is better, or I'm feeling less fatigued through the day, that's such a blessing. It is wonderful to help people feel better that way.
Right.
Beyond that, the other big responses that I see are just those other ones that I was just mentioning. Less pain, better flexibility, just an overall sense of well-being. And because these, as we were talking about, where all these nerves are coming from the brain out to all of these different organ systems, we see digestion improving in folks who are having trouble with digestion. We also see immune system improvement, which as we're coming into spring, we have plenty of people who are coming in for boost adjustments as their systems are a bit overtaxed with the changing of seasons.
Interesting. Boy, it seems that just a month or so ago, a bug ran through our entire office. We all probably could have came in and used a boost adjustment. So, well, tell me a little bit more. How does chiropractic adjustments influence the nervous system? When you say you go a step further and kind of look at the nervous system. Explain, what does that look like and how does that impact the overall wellness?
Sure. So because the brain is connecting through the spinal cord, and then from the spinal cord, these nerves that are going further out to every cell, but really every organ system, the chiropractic adjustment is first assessing what is happening in the spine. I mentioned that accident, injury can shift our spine or shift our joints just millimeters even out of alignment, which is going to alter the nerve flow. Now nerves are no longer able to work as well as they should. The game I'll sometimes play with the kids that I see in the office is, and I hope this will translate well over radio, is if I put my hand over my mouth, then you'll be able to hear the difference between how I'm speaking to you now and then. So in a properly functioning nervous system, the brain, as I said, is talking through the spinal cord, through these nerves, and every organ in the body, your heart, it's, you know, your brain's telling your heart to beat, your lungs to breathe, your stomach to digest, your muscles to move. Those organs should be able to hear the directions just like you can hear me now.
Right.
If we have a spinal misalignment, if these nerves are not able to come through with that communication as it should be, well, a little bit out of alignment, we might get just a little bit of a muffle. But if we're leaving that muffle there over time, longer and longer, if you get further out of alignment because gravity just working on you, even if
right.
there's no further injury, gravity pushing you, working on you 100% of the day can further that. And now that muffle becomes more of a muffle, more of a muffle. Those listeners, I'm sure, can understand, well, can see that they can't understand me.
Right.
So now these organ systems aren't understanding. They're not getting the message from the brain as they should. So now, I don't know about you, but I'd like my heart to hear my brain saying, yes, keep beating, and not a message that says, yes.
Right.
My lungs to be able to hear, yes, keep breathing, my stomach, my muscles, everything to hear their directions loud and clear.
Right. That's a really good analogy. I like that. Yeah. And if for the listeners out there, it was just as if she's putting her hand over her mouth and everything. That's why you heard the muffle. And that's just a really brilliant word picture that you just all gave us of the clarity that our organs get if everything's into alignment. So.
And the way chiropractic can take that muffle off is by assessing where is this misalignment causing this
yeah.
muffle to happen.
Right.
And we can make a very gentle adjustment. I'll say
right.
this to many people have either seen a traditional chiropractic adjustment or they have an idea of what it might entail.
Mm-hmm.
There are a wide variety of adjustments
yes.
that can happen. And especially for an infant, if you can imagine holding a tomato at the supermarket and just checking to see if it is a ripe tomato, that amount of squeeze, that's about what an infant adjustment feels like. It's a very gentle.
Sure.
We can do adjustments as gentle as that all the way up to some more where you feel a bit more force
mm-hmm.
into the body, and they're all effective. So we just find what works for you. We can realign the spine, take that muffle off of the nervous system so that all of those organ systems can work the way that they're supposed to.
That's awesome. So tell me from your experience, what are some of the daily habits that support a long, healthy, and active lifestyle?
There are many daily habits that can help your longevity, that can help your active lifestyle. I mentioned how chiropractic care can help sleep. That is my number one. I love when I can get folks sleeping better. But what most often gets attention is how are we eating and how are we active throughout our day?
Sure.
The activity level, especially because nowadays so much work is in a seated position.
Right.
And so human beings, we weren't built to sit for hours and hours at a time. So anything we can do to infuse through our day, short moments of getting up, walking to the bathroom, getting a drink of water, standing up, and if you have a standing desk, some kind of activity through the day. The gym time, sure, that's great if you want to get a longer period, but the really vital part is some movement, little bits of movement throughout the day.
You just blew my plan. I pretty much go to the gym for an hour in the morning and then sit all day.
I know it.
You tell me I have to use the standing desk more often. All right.
Yes.
I'm not really great at that, although I have the option. I will now be more mindful of it. That's a good reminder.
And, you know, if you want to bring all the habits together, if you have some healthy snacks in the next room and a little timer to go get the water or go get the apple and all of those other things that can keep you moving, hey, you got two healthy goals at once.
There you go. There you go. Well, we walk to the conference rooms and where we serve what we're one of our signature things are our cookies. So
I don't know.
I'll try to lay off of those a little more often as well.
Well, yes, that is tough to, especially when you have them here in the office. But that was one of the things when I first came in as a client here, when I arrived and was offered a gluten-free chocolate chip cookie.
Warm,
too. Yes.
Right?
Oh, I
hard to resist.
I was blown away. And everybody can appreciate a sweet tooth every once in a while. So I'm never one to totally sign off and say no chocolate chip cookies, because absolutely I partook.
Everything in moderation, right?
Everything in moderation.
So tell me, how important is mindset to the whole pursuit of longevity?
Great question. So we've talked a lot about physical health today,
yeah,
but mindset is a big part of this as well. If you are already expecting that as I age, I am going to feel poorly, I'm going to have aches and pains. You know, my mom and dad or grandma and grandpa were already experiencing XYZ symptoms by this decade in life, so surely I will as well. More than likely, that will be in your future.
Mm.
If you are taking a proactive mindset, if you are planning ahead for yourself, there is a lot you can do for your physical health, for your benefit, that you can prepare for. So in that positive mindset, a big part of that is going to be education. You don't know what you don't know. Asking the questions and finding out what is happening in your body is the first step. We say in our office, we don't guess, we test. That's why we use...
Oh, I like that.
Mm-hmm. That's why we do use the nervous system scans that we do. Because if we don't know that we have any underlying inflammation or even small misalignments that could result in bigger issues down the road, well, then we won't do anything about it.
Right.
But if we detect it now, there's a lot and easy things that we can do now to help ourselves age well and feel great into now and into decades beyond.
Got it. So health is wealth, and so much of this is just fighting the mindset of being okay and tolerating aches and pains. Because to your point, so many of us just feel like, I'm getting old, so I'm just a little more stiff, or I'm a little bit more sore. But you're just saying not to tolerate the aches and pains that come with aging, but to fight it.
Yes.
I like that. I like that a lot. It's a really good reminder.
One of the topics that comes up in conversation with my patients is centered around this. Dr. Bruce Lipton had, and actually others as well, had done some research in this area, but he is really at the forefront of what are called the blue zone studies, areas of the world where people are living to be 100 and beyond routinely. And what does that health look like? What are they doing differently,
sure,
than others might be? And is it just their genetics? Is it something that's happening in those areas that they're doing? And these different studies are showing over and over, anywhere from how much we need to rely on our genetics to get us into our good health or into these later years feeling differently versus what can we do differently to impact this. And the studies are showing anywhere from 15% to 20% of what our health looks like can be related to our genetics, which leaves...
That's not a lot. I would have thought it would be a lot more than that.
Right. That means that closer to 80 to 85% is resulting from our lifestyle. What are the choices that we're making to get us to these later decades or even our current decade feeling well and fully functioning well?
That's fascinating. Well, with that, We'll be back after a short break. Welcome back to Money Sense. I'm Tammy Neiman, Wealth Advisor at Ellen Becker. And my guest today again is Dr. McClellan with North Point Chiropractic right here in the Pewaukee area. If you'd like to contact Dr. Lonnie, her email is Dr. Lonnie, spelled L-O-N-I, at npchiropractic.com. Or you can call her at 414-482-5282. Or you can follow her on Facebook at North Point Chiro. So you and your husband moved from Nashville back to Wisconsin to be closer to family. How does community and connection play into your long-term health?
Oh, man. So I am originally from Wisconsin. My husband
I can tell by your accent. You say Wisconsin like I do.
Oh, everywhere I've lived, because I've lived in Wisconsin. I have lived in Texas. My husband is originally from the Dallas area. And living in Nashville, anywhere I live, people have said they can hear my accent. And I feel like I'm good at hiding it, but I've been found out. So I am from south of the La Crosse area. And yes, we lived in Nashville for 4 years.
Okay.
And it was wonderful. Nashville is such a fun place to live. Tennessee is a great state.
It's beautiful there.
It really is. And my entire family is in Wisconsin. And so about 4 years ago now, my husband and I had decided it would be really nice to live closer to family.
Right.
And decided that going back toward Texas, the triple-digit weather is a bit much to take. So my sweet Texan husband decided to try Wisconsin winters for the first time.
Oh, how did that go?
You know what? We bought our first snowblower this year, and I think he's enjoying it.
Well, I appreciate that, because we really didn't get a lot of snow this year.
So
now we know who to credit for that. Thank you.
So coming back to be close to family has been really wonderful. Interestingly, my brother had been seeing a chiropractor in the area, Dr. Pete and Tori Gonzalez. And so they're a husband and wife duo who own North Point Chiropractic. And when I was looking to move back to Wisconsin, because I am a neurological chiropractor, I was looking for a very specific practice to join. And my brother said several times, you should really check out my practice, like where I see my chiropractors. It's really great. And for some reason, it just was not on my radar. And I had checked a few other places and I said, I just don't know where to go. And all of a sudden, it was like a thunderbolt that I said, I need to reach out to these folks. And they have been wonderful. So coming back to Wisconsin, the community of, first off, just Pewaukee is wonderful. I love being in the Milwaukee area. Lake Country has been wonderful. I've got some cousins in the area, too. And being close to the siblings, getting to see my nieces and nephew growing up, this is just truly a blessing. I am so glad to be back in Wisconsin, and I'm really glad that my Texan husband has acclimated and enjoys it as well.
Very good point. Very good point. So tell me, what is your personal experience with chiropractic?
I mentioned my own sinus infections and ear infections. So that was what I think first put chiropractic on the map for me. But even as a teenager, I'd say even, of course, because as a teenager, I thought, I'll never be a chiropractor. I have no interest in this.
Sure.
And then later on, when I was 19, there was a big family event. So I grew up on a dairy farm. My dad was a dairy farmer. He grew up on the same dairy farm, in fact. And for the most part, if you looked at him, he looked like a healthy individual.
Sure.
He was out working regular early dairy farmer hours. We meat and potatoes family. And he, for the most part, looked as anybody would expect a healthy Midwest farmer to be.
Right.
I went away to college, and actually it was on my 19th birthday that my mom called me And I picked up the phone thinking I was about to get a happy birthday message and instead got, "Lonnie, your dad has just had a heart attack."
Oh.
And it was devastating. Thankfully, he had lived. And he's fine now. But it turned out that, yes, he had had a heart attack, ended up going through surgery. And for me, that was a huge turning point in what happened. How could this happen to someone who I thought was living a fairly healthy life? And it now, as a chiropractor, I can look back and see how much, I mean, he was banged up. He did not go to a chiropractor. He really avoided any health practitioner that he could. He didn't love doctors, which a lot of us don't. and so he had taken care of himself as best as he knew how to. But it turned out that he had severe misalignments going on in his spine. And so as we were talking about brain connecting with all these different organs, his heart was not functioning at full capacity. And left unattended for that long, finally, it had gotten to a point that it was taxed.
Hmm.
So after he was recovering from the heart attack, I came home. I was helping on the dairy farm and actually went back to school. And it was still a few years yet until after that I hadn't decided to be a chiropractor, but the family pulled together to see what else can we do for Dad to help him really survive and thrive.
Right.
I ended up working for a chiropractor as an assistant. I was answering phones, scheduling patients, and I started seeing patients who were coming in the door. We had a patient who had had a stroke, who had some paralysis on the left side of his body, who through chiropractic care regained quite a bit of the function. We had some kids, actually, some teenage kids, two brothers who had ADHD symptoms, and they, through chiropractic care, were able to regain a lot of focus.
Really?
One of them, who was not very verbal, he gained some verbal skills. We were seeing a lot of the other traditional, the pain relief. We were seeing digestion improvement in patients. And so then when we had someone come in who had had some heart issues in the past and was looking for proactive care, I said, "Hello, why am I not telling my dad about this?
Sure.
Why am I not telling all of my family about this?"
Right.
And I was inspired to go back to school to become a chiropractor myself. And it is a grueling process, but one that I am so glad that I have taken on, because this is the best thing I have ever done in my life, is become a chiropractor and help others see the full potential of what they can experience.
It's kind of fascinating that you, as a chiropractor, the whole field can address things such as the heart to function more effectively. I guess traditionally I've always thought of, well, I have an aches and pains in my shoulder or my knee, my back, I go to a chiropractor. So that's actually quite fascinating to think of the different organs that you're supporting.
And most often we don't feel, and the reason, yes, that's a very good point, Tammy, because most often we feel the aches and pains. We may not feel that we have the full blood flow through our circulatory system.
Right.
We wouldn't necessarily feel that our thyroid function is at its 100% versus 80% function. In fact, that's a perfect example. I had a patient who had heard chiropractic could help thyroid function. At the time when she first came to us, she had been, I'm trying to think back now, I think she was on 4 medications at the time, and she was slated for surgery because they had exhausted their resources. She was working closely with an endocrinologist, and she also had a bit of neck pain. She could feel the neck pain. She couldn't necessarily feel what was going on with her thyroid. She could feel some of the symptoms that came along with the hypothyroidism. So she could sense and see, for example, some weight fluctuations that she wasn't happy about. But the thyroid itself, she couldn't necessarily feel.
Sure.
But because she had heard about the neurological chiropractic side of what can I do to help my thyroid, she decided to try 6 weeks of chiropractic care. So we went in, we looked at the scans, we put together a game plan of what do we need to do to really correct this issue. It was going to take longer than 6 weeks, but she wanted to see what could we do in this first section of time.
Sure.
Within 6 weeks, she went back for her next set of blood work with her endocrinologist. And her endo said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. We need to reduce your medication. Your thyroid function is improving.
Fantastic. Wow.
And she came back to us. I don't know that I had ever seen her smile so big. And she said, I have changed nothing else. Wow. All I did was this because I wanted to see what would happen. Well, she's still with us. She said, yep, I get it. This is a lifetime of I want some kind of proactive maintenance. And her neck pain is also greatly reduced. She also happens to have a job where she sits a lot. She's in front of computers. So when she's had a stressful week, she's absolutely coming in to help the neck pain. But more so, she wants to know her thyroid's functioning at that 100% along with the rest of her body.
That's fascinating. You know, another thing I felt was interesting, because when you came to EIG, you kind of, you know, talked a little bit about the 100-year lifestyle. I had told you, like, well, my personal experience with chiropractors, not necessarily negative, but the popping and the cracking, it makes me nervous. Mm-hmm. And so it might not be a fit for me, but I'll definitely get to send you my husband, whom he came. And he, you know, I didn't have to push or shove him. That's what that's, and he's there on a regular basis. And that says a lot, okay, because my husband's kind of like maybe your dad. He's not going to go.
Yes.
Willingly. But you had told me and brought me some comfort that your practice might look a little different. Can you talk to me a little bit about that? Because if I have that fear of going to a chiropractor because of the cracking and the, maybe others do. How do you, you said that you do it just slightly different. Tell me how that might look.
Absolutely. So you are certainly not the first to bring this up. I talk to many people who have concerns. And I'm so glad you do bring it up, because there are a wide variety of techniques that we can use for adjustments that do not involve cracking, popping, or twisting. One of the prime examples is what's called activator methods. This is a small tool that it's got some funny nicknames because it really, it seems like a click, like a little bit more than a mouse click on your computer. Some kids call it the clicker instead of the activator. It's a small tool that we use to adjust, about 6 inches long, and it's not that forceful. It sounds like a stapler and feels like someone might be tapping on your back. For most people, it is a great departure from what they expect of the air being pushed out of their lungs,
right,
or twisted into a pretzel. There is no popping or cracking. We don't have to move your head around. Now, some people, they really like that style of adjusting. We have some patients who their body may like or may appreciate that style of adjusting. We can use that, but the vast majority, we never even go that direction, because we can use either activator method or we can, as I was talking about the infant adjusting, almost like checking a tomato for ripeness, that gentle, gentle pressure can get the job done when applied in the correct place that we use through assessing what's happening in the spine.
Very interesting. Well, maybe my last question might be this, is if I'm a new patient and I'm walking in to your practice, what do I expect?
First off, you are going to get a smile.
Love that answer.
We are all so excited for anyone who decides to just even check us out. Sarah at the front desk is right there to welcome you into our office. We've got some adjusting bays where you will see patients coming in and out. It is not uncommon, because we become pretty close-knit, that other patients will be knowing somebody else walking in or out the door. So it's we've got our coffee station. So folks actually kind of hang out. It's a little bit of a glorified coffee house that you can also get your adjustment.
I love that community. That's awesome.
So besides that, yes, you will come into a very welcoming atmosphere. We've also really are We pride ourselves on our education. We want you to know up front any questions that you have will be answered. So that we have a few posters around the walls where you are free to, if you're waiting for your appointment, you can stand up, walk around. We've got lots of questions or conversations that happen in our office just by looking at, hey, what's this picture on the wall? Oh, I didn't know that my nervous system was taking care of this, or that my adjustment could help with what we just talked about today, that right. It could help my allergies this time
or
of year.
Ear infections, yeah. Or babies sleep better.
Yeah, sign me up. Let me know more. Yeah. So, yes, we are a friendly group. If you got anything from today, we just want to get to know you and see what are your goals. What can we help you achieve?
I wouldn't expect anything different, Lonnie. If that's where you're working, I love that you'd be greeted with a smile. I'll always remember that. I think to summarize everything, health is wealth. And so I love the fact that I'm planning 100-year financial plans for my clients, and you're planning a 100-year healthy lifestyle. I think the two are parallel, and I think it's awesome.
Agreed. I said when I first walked in the door here, you know what? Similarly, I was blown away by how welcomed I felt coming in your doors here at Ellenbecker. And I started noticing right away as we started going through the financial planning process of how similar I could see myself as a new patient, wondering, okay, what's next? What do I have to do from here? Because it can be overwhelming. And I was coming to the table more from a crisis care management side of, can I shut my eyes and not have to deal with this until later on when things are really dire? Not a good way. People can still do it, right. But it makes it a lot more difficult, yeah. Both on the financial planning side as well as the healthcare side. Right. And so I see such a similarity of the sooner the better, but also we have the tools to help anyone who is starting at any part of the process. And planning to proactively work into what you want to see your goals do for you is going to benefit you so much. So why not? Why not start now?
Right. I love what you said. We don't guess, we test. And I always say every portfolio deserves a good plan. So let's live our best. So with that being said, Money Sense airs on Saturdays from 2 to 3 p.m. and on Sundays from 12 to 1. If you enjoyed today's show and want to learn more about EIG or our upcoming events, please visit ellenbecker.com or call us at 262-691-3200. As always, I hope that I have made a difference in your personal and financial well-being. Remember, before we plan, before we advise, before we invest, we always listen.